This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Learning to take a slow and intelligent approach to the issues of the day. That's what we do here, and hopefully it rubs off on some of you. This is our weekly talk radio review, a roundup of the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of some of the most stellar performers in the business every week. I suppose I should include myself in that, Rick. What do you think? Yes? No?
Absolutely.
Maybe? Absolutely, yes, he says. Yes.
Of all the cheeses in the room and the studios, you are the head cheese.
Big cheese.
Big cheese.
I may be fermented somewhat. Victoria might want to jump in on that one. Rick Jensen.
Oh, I'm not touching that one.
WDEL in Wilmington. Victoria Jones here from the D.C. Radio Company. Jennifer Horn is here from the DJV program and also the Morning Answer in Los Angeles. And Chief Cook and Bottle, or Assistant Chief Cook and Bottle Washer. I love the, don't you love the political appointments? The Deputy Chief Inspector of it's the temporary job, though. What do they call it?
Acting.
Subsecretary.
Yeah, that's right.
Chief.
Yeah. The Acting Deputy Chief Inspector.
Subsecretary. Yeah.
Right, that's it. Yep. So Jennifer's second in charge at CRN Digital in Los Angeles as well. All right. So sometimes I start at the bottom of the list. Sometimes I start at the top of the list. As Jennifer's here, and I think we'll talk a little about the impeachment inquiry. That's number one this week, as it's entirely tied now, it seems, to the Ukrainian situation. I can't figure out who's on first here, Jennifer.
You want to sit-in this week. That was exciting.
Yeah? Who's
don't
sitting
we love
on
a good
what?
Yeah. Well, a group of Republicans led by Steve Scalise and Matt Gaetz out of Florida stormed in, as the media reported, to Schiff Skiff. If you don't know what a skiff is like a secure area. This is where top secret matters are discussed. So away from the floor of the Capitol, of course, the floor of the House.
Where do they go? Is it a secret in the building at least? Or
if I told you, I'd have to kill you. So, you know.
Okay.
So Republicans, in an effort to say, hey, and to put some pressure on Democrats to bring this impeachment inquiry official, bring it to the light of day, give Republicans subpoena power, make this official, they did a sit-in. They stormed into the room. They tried to disrupt the deposition of an envoy, a State Department employee. So that, I think, worked. The news media did talk about it. Have Democrats held a vote yet? No, but they did say that in mid-November they would actually put this in front of the public's eyes. So maybe they're speeding up the process. The Republicans
are
focusing on the process.
Boom.
Well, what's happening is that in every other impeachment inquiry we've had in this country, including Nixon and Clinton most recently, when you take an official vote to launch an impeachment inquiry, that means you're starting kind of the investigation. You take it officially, you put it on the books, and then no matter whether you're the majority or the minority party, both parties have the power for subpoena. Both parties have access to evidence, transcripts, witnesses, and those types of things. When you don't do it officially, like Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi are doing now, Republicans and defenders of the president, really, even the president's attorney himself, don't really have the right to be in the room picking up evidence, subpoenaing other counter witnesses. And so the argument from Republicans is that this isn't a fair process. It's not about shutting down the impeachment process for Democrats, but it's about bringing it to light, making sure that both sides are able to contribute and take part in the proceedings.
Hey, Doug, may I make a statement here about why talk radio is so important? Jen just proved why talk radio is so important. You could watch the mainstream media, you can watch cable news, broadcast news, and nowhere will you get such an informative and accurate description of what's going on. Well done, Jen. Thank you. Was actually a public service for America. Thank you.
That's sweet.
Well, there you go. Jen,
my work here is done.
Public servants. Yes. Well, but it does encapsulate. You kind of hit something. It's one of my pet peeves, the business about journalistic standards and talk radio people who are journalists. I don't care. Journalism to me is a dirty word anymore because it doesn't represent what it did for me when I was learning how to be a reporter. I was taught to focus on the facts, nothing else. Tell the story. The facts.
Who, what, now, when, where, and how, right.
Exactly. And now the what people need to know, and then it's now all blinded or it's all colored by commentary and opinion, and I want you to know what I think. I don't give
people
a damn
what you
think.
People can't help themselves. I know.
No, well, they could if they had bosses that would tell them, this is your job, shut the hell up. And, you know, it reminds me of when I was a disc jockey. The boss used to come in when I would talk between records too much, and he'd say, well, you shut the F up and play the music. And so in this circumstance, why don't you just have them shut the blank up and tell us what it is. If you're a news person, then you mm-hmm. give us the news. Shut right. the hell up about everything else. That's not up to you. And yet those lines are so blurred now, more on television than on the radio, but they're blurred a little. And matter of fact, to put too fine a point on it, Rush Limbaugh started doing talk because he got fired as a newsman because he wouldn't shut up.
After, well, how can you watch CNN and see these guys in the evening and think of them actually being news anchors? They're talk
no,
show
can't.
Hosts, for credit.
Right. And I think that was Shepard Smith's. I think that's Shepard Smith's. That was his swan song when he quit Fox. I think that was. I think he actually was quite a good newsman and didn't like the ambiance of being around all of the other talking heads. You're one thing or another. You're not both. And that is an important point.
Well, I think that's why it's very clear when you watch MSNBC and Fox that when you watch in the evening, you're getting opinion from Rachel Maddow and you're getting opinion from Sean Hannity. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me are the people like Chris Cuomo, I think, who try to present themselves as newsmen.
And Lemon.
And don't try to trick people. If you are a newsman, you're a newsman. And I think ask yourself, who is the trusted source of news for you? And other than Brett Baer, I don't know that I can come up with someone who does straight news on, at least if we're talking about the cable
news. But he does, then he does a radio show after that.
No, that's Kilmeade you're thinking of.
Oh, that's right, Kilmeade, Brian. Yeah, sorry about that. Victoria, you've been quiet on this. What do you think?
Well, that's because I'm listening to it, because I frankly don't have television news on during the day. I don't allow my television to come on until 7 o'clock at night, and I watch it for leisure. I get most of my news from print, and most of the...
So do I. Actually,
most
I do too, yeah.
The,
right.
Most of the television news comes from print, and then they spend 24 hours regurgitating it and talking about it, because there are a few reporters, very good reporters, who roam around the halls of the Capitol. I've known them because I've been a Senate reporter, I've been a White House correspondent. I know some of the television reporters and radio reporters who do those beats, and they are solid, and they are good. Yeah. However, there's
few
an
and
awful
far between,
lot of
though.
They are few and far between. There's a lot of dribble, and they've got a lot of time to fill. So I read print, and I'm judicious about what I read, and that's where the original reporting is being
all right,
done.
So does that maybe? Let's go back to Rick. Jennifer is younger, but she grew up around her father.
Well, journalism was my major in college. And so I actually still read the paper.
Yeah,
and
what I do too.
What disappoints me is that, and Victoria, I would agree that maybe above cable news, maybe print news does a little bit better. But what disappoints me are the way they use misleading headlines, or they tell you the real story in paragraph 12 instead of in the first four paragraphs, which as a journalism student, I was told no one reads past the first four paragraphs. And so I get disappointed in all forms of media right now, because I think everybody is showing their bias, and it's unfortunate because it's causing this huge distrust and fear that is being pushed upon the American people, because
really
no one knows
on.
What the heck is going on.
Right?
Yeah.
That's
nobody
why you have to read three or four sources, and I don't agree. I don't think that all outlets are doing that. I think some outlets are telling you what's going on. In the first three or four paragraphs, I don't think that everybody's burying the lead.
You talking about all forms, Fifth Estate? You talking about print? What are you talking about?
In talking about print, I don't think they're all bearing the lead. I don't think they're all being misleading.
No, I don't think that's what she said.
I'm not saying all of them are. What disappoints me about it is that some very important stories get buried and they get put down to the 12th paragraph, and that's unfortunate, too.
And by the way,
a great example there is a New York Times story about Taylor and Sondland testifying in these, you know, semi-closed hearings with Democrats. And to your point, there was a story saying, oh, well, there was quid pro quo. You get down to the 8th paragraph, as I recall, and that's when you learn that Sondland, his only firsthand information was from President Trump saying there's no quid pro quo, and everything else was just second or fourth hand.
You know,
but it was at the 8th paragraph you got that.
Yeah. One of the things that I find also distressing when it comes to how things are presented, Victoria, and I guess we're all, Rick, you probably do a lot of reading as well. I think we're traditionalists. The younger people don't necessarily do that who are doing this for a living. And as a result, if they are not looking at a hard, like the hard news sources, some of the stuff that's online, it takes you forever to get through the ads and the crap. When you see something that comes across your email from some source, and then you try to find the story, it takes you four clicks before you actually get to the story, which I also find quite annoying.
I find it very annoying. Well, I'll tell you a contrast in that. BuzzFeed News does not swamp you with ads. You can read the story, and they do some excellent reporting. On the other hand, the Washington Times, who I enjoy, I sometimes give up in frustration because I constantly go, hang on, am I in an ad, or do I have to click to turn the page
again?
It's
the same thing we're talking about with the...
about fungus?
Right, yeah. Well, you know what, Victoria, in honor of that, I'm going to do one of those famous commercials, okay? But let me tell you, it's 18 past the hour, and it's time for me to separate our conversation about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, and I'm going to take a moment to make your teeth whiter and brighter. Okay, Victoria?
Can we do
that?
Fair enough. That's how we do it.
Nobody here smokes, but there are people who do still smoke, and that affects how white your teeth are. So if you're looking kind of glum when you look in the mirror and you see your smile and don't like it, never mind what other people think. What about you and what you think? Call 800-208-1797. That's the only way you can get them with a 50% discount. That is 50% off the retail price. You're listening to the DJV. The show, or if you are, just use the DJV code. All right, so all you got to do, dial 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to get power swabs at half price. A focus on losing weight. For some people, it's a year-long battle. For some people, it lasts 10 years. For some people, it lasts their entire lifetime. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, which is a weight loss product that is completely natural. It's not like some of these crash diets where you lose 30 pounds in 30 days. No.
Most people do see inches and pounds within the first 4 to 6 weeks of taking the product. But our 90-day program is where our huge 86% success rate is. So if you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better while you're taking it too.
So go to calotren.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. And right now there's a huge Halloween special, as I mentioned. Don't miss out on your way of saving a lot of money, saving your life, saving your health. Go to calotren.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your power swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after on the Talk Radio Review, roundup of the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine every week. The charts run from, well, the ridiculous to the sublime, kind of. That's we're going. I'm not sure we're in either of those categories yet. Rick Jensen from WDEL is here in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company in the district. Rich McFadden from Radio America, also from the district. Impeachment. Here's something that I want. Impeachment's number one. Series number two. Those are the top things. So let's spend a little bit more time on both of those things. And I would like to challenge, I don't know if challenge is the right word. I would like to I'd like you to impart for us, Rick, Victoria, and Rich, how you feel about government now at all levels. Looking at this foolishness on the federal level, not a damn thing is really getting done. Criminal probes into Russia from Barr and the border. There's all kinds of stuff going on there. Immigration is number six this week. But they're not, you know, is it the same? The reason I ask in part is because in my local community, it is the same. And in my state, maybe not so bad. But I was thinking about the three levels of government. Rich, I'd start with you.
Hey, thank you. Because this is actually really kind of hitting home for me this week. And my friends in my neighborhood. There was something on Facebook that came from a local politician who's running for school board that brought up this program in our neighborhood, Fairfax County, Fairfax One. And basically what it is an equity program. And that the county government will run all policies through this equity program to make sure it's fair for everyone. Sounds all nice and everything,
what
right?
What does that mean?
Right, exactly.
And who determines that?
Right. So I spent an hour and a half last Saturday morning just kind of looking up, okay, what has this lens, what does it mean? What policies have changed through its lens? And what I ended up finding out is that when you backtracked it, that it was based on a program or a study from the University of Southern California funded by George Soros. And
problem number one.
for the last several years,
I've been thinking really heavily about how George Soros basically said, I'm done with funding congressional, Senate, presidential campaigns. It does no good. I'm going local. I'm throwing all my money at mayors and school boards and county executives, and it's working. And it's working. So then I looked at this program, this Fairfax One, this equity program, and several municipalities around the country have instituted it. And for me, that is political story number one this week.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's the local level. How do you feel about state government? How do you feel about Maryland? You're in Virginia.
I'm in Virginia. Maryland, I can't move back to. I love my state. I was born in Maryland, but it's gone. It's done. It's a socialist republic of Maryland.
Please. And we have a Republican governor.
And he's a great governor. He's really good, and he knows how to play both sides and work with both sides. He's really good. But Montgomery County, it might as well be Venezuela.
That's where you live, isn't
it? That's not true at all. I'll tell you what Montgomery County is. It's not Venezuela. The only way that it is Venezuela is that it's full of kickbacks.
It is full of kickbacks. But
that's how it's like Venezuela.
I was trying to buy a house back in Montgomery County 10 years ago, or 15 years ago. I was going to move back, be near my mom and everything. Then they tried to pass, the local sheriff tried to hire deputies that weren't citizens of the country. I'll be damned if you are going to arrest me and put cuffs on me if you are not a citizen of this country. That's when I said I can never go back.
If you won't have to worry about
that. Didn't pass?
It didn't pass, no.
No, but they tried.
Hold on.
Okay. We'll get to Jensen and his thoughts about government after a break at the bottom of the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free! This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free! As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says the Justice Department is involved in a criminal investigation into how the Russia election interference probe began in 2016.
Investigate the investigators.
The president also insists Robert Mueller's investigation was a hoax and that deep state officials wanted to prevent his election. The wildfires in Santa Clarita, north of Los Angeles, continue to burn. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says the tens of thousands of residents that were ordered from their homes just have to be patient.
We still have only 5% containment. We still have residents that are evacuated, and we
asking for patience.
At least 6 homes have been destroyed by the blaze. In Sonoma County, just north of San Francisco, a 34-square-mile fire has destroyed some 49 homes and other structures. This is USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing with the stories, I haven't gone through the people list or touched on it, but usually when we have our talk radio roundup, the review of the hot hits, the stories are coupled with the people. That's what the list is like. It comes from Talkers Magazine every week. You can find it in Talkers at talkers.com. The argument between Victoria and Rich continued during the pause at the bottom of the hour from the action. I wanted to get Jensen's point of view. Rick Jensen from WDEL is here. And I had asked how all of you felt about government at all levels, the federal, the state, and the local. You've lived in Wilmington for how long, Rich? Rick?
Oh, my gosh. I've been in Delaware for about 20 years. Love this place. And unfortunately, just like Rich was mentioning about Fairfax and Maryland, we have people here who believe government should be doing everything for you. Let us take care of you. You talked about this equity program for all legislation, to make sure it's fair for everybody. How can you do that on the federal level if you're a Quaker for peace, government funds wars, and on the local level, any sales tax is going to affect the poor much more radically than the wealthy. So you're not going to have equity. How about just making it as fair as possible and opportunities for all instead of working so hard to have a guaranteed outcome for everybody?
Yeah.
Right. Rick is in Delaware. Okay. This is a local squabble between Maryland and Virginia.
Right.
All right.
Hey, it's Delmarva. It's Delmarva.
Don't get me started. On the way in, I heard an advertisement for a local politician who was going to get rid of the HOV and the tolls.
Fast lanes.
The fast lanes thing. That drives me nuts. That is a tax on the poor. If you want to see a definition of a tax on the poor, tolls.
Tolls
that we pay taxes for roads to build, and then they charge you to drive on them. And in here in D.C., to drive from my house to Washington, D.C., on these hot lanes on Route 66, it costs as much as $45.
A day?
Go on Amazon, buy a dummy.
For one trip. How is somebody who doesn't make $20,000, $30,000. That means they have to do an hour and a half commute to get to work. How is that? How does somebody look at that and say that's not a tax on the poor? You're keeping people from being able to get to their jobs, but you're giving some rich dude in a Tesla a pass because he can afford the $45 toll because
it's
his company pays
him.
It's
an outrage. It's like in the space of 2 miles in Montgomery County, on a road about 3 miles from me, we have 2 speed cameras at the bottom of hills. Really? You're really telling me that's the top
trap.
Stop people speeding? This is a revenue thing.
Well, of course, police are not police anymore. They're revenue enhancement officers. Those guys, the cops on the highway that stop you for speeding, that's not about safety. Baloney. It's about you can drive very safely at 80, sometimes more safely than at 40, depending on the roadway, frankly. So that's just nonsense.
From when I go to Boston.
Yeah, well, listen.
Anyway, you got me all fired up. I'm sorry.
That's good. Nothing wrong with that. So, who wants to talk about Katie Hill? Number 9 is the Katie Hill scandal. I thought you might. This is a lady who doesn't look that good in the nude, I don't think. But what do you think?
Wow!
You think she
tell me what
good?
She did. No, I didn't hear about her.
Oh, you don't know this story?
No, tell me.
No,
wow. Well, I think it was it the Guardian?
Red
I don't know,
State.
Which one of the...
No, Red huh? State. Red State.
Okay. She is a congresswoman, and she's a freshman from California. And somehow or other, some pictures of her were
Red
posted.
Red State published them.
Yeah. But how'd they get them, Victoria?
Very interesting question.
Yeah. She has a Nazi tattoo on her body.
Really? That's not good.
No. Anyway, so she's served the Daily Mail with a cease and desist letter. A little late now.
too late. I'm reading the Daily Mail. Here's all you need to know. Shocking
Daily
photos
Mail
of Congresswoman Katie Hill are revealed showing off Nazi-era tattoo while smoking a bong, kissing her female staffer, and posing nude on wife-sharing sites. That should about do it for her.
So let's be clear about what this is about.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's be clear about what this is. Red State published these initially, which is a conservative website. She was seen as a rising star within the Democratic Party. And where did these pictures come from? She's involved in a nasty divorce. And she is openly bisexual. Is it possible that this is sent by the husband? Quite possible. Why is Red State doing this? What happened to Al Franken, who was one of the most effective members of Congress?
And I never thought he should have resigned. I thought he chickened out.
He should never have resigned. She should not resign. She should not resign. She should not resign.
It's given a lot of
isn't the lesson here, especially for young people, don't go around taking nude pictures of yourself, smoking bongs, or making out with your girlfriends or boyfriends and posting them online. You know, back in the day, the analog version was Girls Gone Wild. And I said years ago, if you decide to take off your top for a Girls Gone Wild video, it'll come up in a job interview. Just don't do it.
Yeah. Yes. However, if you take off your top with anybody, you think you might do it with your husband. You do think that, if indeed it's the husband. Nevertheless, revenge porn is a crime in the District of Columbia.
Okay. I'll give you a pass on the revenge porn. I'll give you a pass on the bong hits. I'll give you a pass posting your picture on wife.
Stuff.
But how do you explain the Nazi tattoo on her pelvis?
I don't know.
Youthful indiscretion?
She's going to have to explain that herself. She's going to have to explain that herself.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
Right. I don't know how she explains that.
I think she's got a problem.
Isn't it interesting that a highly effective rising star...
Who determines that definition? Highly effective in whose mind?
Because she is a rising star within the Democratic Party.
How long is she with AOC and Ilhan Omar?
She's not an AOC type. She's not. She's not an AOC type.
Right. Okay.
She's not.
I think this is what you see.
Incumbent.
But I think this is what you see in the high-stakes politics, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. I think there are Republicans who are rising stars, and they got caught because they had an affair. Oops, no, not so much a rising star.
Yeah, I mean, no, listen, we're in an era now.
What has been seen as a securely red district, isn't that interesting? That she's the one who red state targets with the pictures. This is Al Franken.
That comes from the same.
Again.
This is the same playbook as the Russians didn't hack our election. It's the same stuff. Speaking of that, I'm picking out some of the things that are not the same as last week. And the number 10 issue this week is Edward Snowden's take on UFOs. You want to talk about this? Okay, Victoria wants to talk about this. Yeah, okay, go ahead. Snowden says that
there's no evidence that aliens have been in touch with us because while he was a contractor with the NSA, he naturally scoured the files. Mm-hmm. But my point is this. Number one, how does he know that it wasn't more securely protected than he was able to find? And number two, why do we give Edward Snowden so much credit for being the be-all and the end-all in his ability to scour files?
No, actually, that's a really good point. And to your point, if I may, no UFOs, no space aliens. I encourage you to Google the actress Tilda Swinton and tell me again there are no space aliens here on this planet. You may remember her as the White Witch in Chronicles of Narnia.
I don't know, but I saw the piece of the interview he did with Joe Rogan, about... how basically the government can track you anywhere you've ever been because of your phone and because of the apps on your phone. Mm-hmm. And that all of these phone companies have a permanent record of where you've ever been. So 3 months from now, the government can come and, or 3 years from now, the government can come and look at those cell phone tower records of your phone, even if it's powered off. And they can ping exactly where you are right now, Doug, 3 months from now, 3 years from now, whenever they need to prove where you were.
3 months from now, 3 years from now, Richie, I'm going to have my butt sitting in the same chair. There's no mystery to that. I'll be here.
Pretty much.
But wait a minute. They might want to find out what kind of cows I'm associating with, though, on my farm. That might be, somebody may be after me.
I don't know. With the new business you're trying to open up, I think they might be tracking you.
Really? Okay. Well, let's see what happens with that. It's 44 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. You ready for this, Jensen? Life Change
Tea. I love tea.
You like drinking tea?
Yes.
Life Change
Earl
Tea.
Earl Grey, English breakfast.
No. Life Change Tea is what you want. This is a game changer. Life Change Tea. I drink a cup of it every day while I'm on the air. It's an energizing tea. It cleanses all the intruders that you have in your body. And I'm guessing you got a lot of intruders in your body. I'm guessing that's the...
It's Friday. There might be a few more intruders this weekend.
That might be later on tonight. Yeah.
Well, Life Change Tea is all natural, as are all the other products that I talk about on this program. It's all organic. It's made in the USA. Our food is much different today than it was when we were kids, and so we need to clean some of the things in our body that come from the food today, the GMOs, the pesticides, the herbicides, the processing that depletes the nutrition from our food. Go to getthetea.com and cleanse your body. It's like Roto-Rooter. Push all the bad stuff out, and if you use the discount code DJV, they'll ship it free. That's getthetea.com. Rick is writing this down.
I'm writing this down. Yes, free
You're
shipping.
Ready for more energy? You'll
That's
drink it every day.
T-E-A, right? Get the
T-E-A. Get the tea. Yes, right. Not
well done, Rich.
Here. Get the tea. T-E-A. I'll have to remember that, Rich. I'll start spelling it out for people. GetTheTEA.com. Not available in stores. GetTheTea.com is the place for Life Change Tea. It'll change your life. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. I think You'll be quite happy that you have followed our advice. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the charts, the top stories, top 10, from number 10 to number 1, according to the research at Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists at talkers.com in case you don't pick up on the nuance, the subtlety of my going through the list. At number 10, Edward Snowden comes out on UFOs. Number 9, the saga of Representative Katie Hill. Sort of a scandal, I guess. Number 8, scandal as PG&E shuts out the power and wildfires continue in California. Climate change, number 7. Number 6, immigration reform. Number 5, the presidential race. Number 4, the Brexit situation. Number 3, the Facebook hearings in Washington. Number 2, the Syrian situation, Turkey, Syria, the United States, the Russians. And number 1, the impeachment situation, the scandal that isn't. But it is a scandal, I think, no matter how you look at it. It's a scandal. Those are the top 10 stories, according to Talkers, this week.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Does someone you know or love have type 2 diabetes? Well, they're not alone. 1 in 3 Americans has type 2 diabetes. It could be pre-diabetic. Check out Curalin to help support healthy glucose levels. Curalin is a dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose support. Curalin is a blend of ancient Ayurvedic practices and modern science, and it works very quickly. Curalin is comprised of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested for its specific effect on glycemic response. So if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, you owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. Curalin does not only support blood sugar, but it helps support weight loss, digestion, and reduces cravings. For a limited time, DJB listeners will receive $20 off their first order. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net and enter promo code DJV to reclaim your life. That's Curalin, Curalin.net, code DJV. At Talkers.com, you also find a weekly listing of the people who enjoy Focus. That is, they're the ones that are being talked about the most, according to what Talkers does, listening to radio stations and programs, talking to hosts, etc. At number 10 on the people list, Edward Snowden. At number 9, Katie Hill. Number 8, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders. All of the politicians that are running for the president at the top of the list are 8 and 7. Let's see here. Number 6, Boris Johnson. Number 5, Mark Zuckerberg. Number 4, Lindsey Graham. Number 3, Gordon Sondland. Number 2, Joe and his son Hunter. That is the Bidens. And number 1 is El Presidente, the Donald Trump. That's the way the list shakes out. Thank you for listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so let's see what we haven't covered here. Brexit. Immigration. Well, I'm going to, on the list here, I'm going to let Victoria can do Lady's Choice. Which one of the items here that we haven't talked about do you want to talk about for a minute? You have a minute. 60 seconds.
Boris Johnson said he would rather be dead in a ditch than not leave the European Union on Halloween. Uh-huh. Halloween is next week. So yes. What is Boris Johnson going to dress up as? Will he be a corpse in a ditch? No!
I think it's pretty scary. Look at that hairdo. It's pretty scary looking, just as it is. All right, so Brexit is still getting bounced around here. I think the interesting thing between, just between us boys and girls, is Hillary Clinton going after Tulsi Gabbard. I didn't get that. Where did that all go?
She's crazy.
It was a complete misquote.
Really?
That was then corrected. Yeah, yeah. This was one of these. If you actually get it in context, it was actually Jill Stein.
Oh, okay. Thank you for informing us as to that. Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour on the Countdown Overview.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's move into our weekly countdown of the top five stories from the world of what we all have come to. We have, I'm kind of looking for a different way to get into this, the discussion about technology and how important it is to all of us, I think gets banal after a while. I'm trying to come up with something that's sexier, Victoria, but I don't know that I can.
Tech.
Tech is tech. All right, let's get to the top five. Starting at five, the posting of items online, yet another warning why be very careful.
Yeah, you have to really be careful, especially if you're a woman and especially if you live at home alone. So it's one of these things that it's a horrible, weird story. A Japanese man last month was arrested for stalking a pop star, and then he attacked her at her home. And the way he found her, he studied photos that she had posted on Instagram and other social media sites. He saw that there was a train station reflected in her eyes in one of the pictures. He found the train station using Google Street View, and then eventually used some clues to figure out where she lived, and found, and then when she came home, he was inside her apartment and attacked her. So it, even though none of us are pop stars, it still is a really good reminder. Be careful of what you post online. Kim Kardashian will be the first one to tell you that when she posted the picture of her with that 20-carat ring that her husband had given her, that's the reason she was robbed at gunpoint in Paris. They showed up. They didn't know who she was. They showed up and said, "Where's the rapper's wife?" And then she ended up going through a horrible ordeal and was robbed just because of what she posted online. This applies to don't post stuff if you've got a brand new flat screen TV. Don't post your valuables online, because a lot of thieves now, they know when you're on vacation, because everybody always posts when you're on vacation, and then they know what's in your house and what can be stolen. So you have to just be really, really careful.
Good reason not to take a vacation. There you go.
You would take that as a takeaway.
Number four, Walmart has a director fridge delivery service.
Yeah, well, right now it's available to over a million customers in Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Vero Beach, Florida. And the service is going to roll out nationally after they test it out for a bit. This is it's a camera-equipped delivery service. It allows Walmart associates to enter into your home and then put stuff into your fridge. So it's $50 up front, and then Walmart will install a smart lock, and that will give their associates access into your home. Then there's a $20 monthly fee as well, and then that fee gets you unlimited deliveries, although you need to have at least $30 worth of items for the in-home delivery. They're basically copying what Amazon did with its Key Home service, so we'll see if it works for the Walmart customer. The jury's still out.
You know, I saw this thing about Marshall's doing an online store. Mm-hmm. Are they delivering as well? They're trying to get into the
e-commerce. You can order online now at Marshall's. It's a big deal for people who love Marshall's.
Yeah. All right, number three has Facebook with new policy that doesn't work.
Yeah, their new political policy for their ads is kind of backfiring. Last week they said they had changed their advertising policies to exempt politicians and political parties from their new rules that ban misinformation. So essentially, no one can put an ad out saying that a product does certain things without proof that it does, but a political candidate can put anything in an ad that they want, and as you can imagine, there are already lots of ads that the Trump campaign has purchased about Joe Biden. Elizabeth Warren got in on this. She purposefully bought an ad with fake information, and just to prove the point that anyone, if you're running for office, anyone can lie. And Facebook basically is not backing down. They said, they didn't make a statement, but they just keep taking the checks. So I guess that's what matters to Facebook. It's not integrity. It's just the money.
Yep, right. It's all about the, it's not about insight, that's for sure. Number two, Yahoo and its breach settlement.
Yep. This is another settlement idea that, like we've been saying, with all of these other big settlements that come along, and they very rarely ever trickle down to the people who were affected. But if you did have a Yahoo account, this means Yahoo email or Yahoo Fantasy Sports, Finance, Tumblr, and Flickr, you can sign up at yahoodatabreachsettlement.com and see if you can get a few bucks back from them.
And the Farmers Internet, there's the story. Mm-hmm. This is the story of the week as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, according to a new study funded by the United Soybean Board, 60% of farmers in America say they do not have enough Internet connectivity to run their businesses. And obviously, that's a crucial part of anyone's business in 2019. 59% of farmers who participated in the study said that they want to incorporate more data and Internet into their operations, but they just don't have the service.
Yeah. All right, so there it is, buyer beware, I guess, as much as anything else. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.